Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we are discussing Echo Season 1, Episode 2, Loak. All that and more right after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
And finally, I'm Ashley Coffin.
Yes! Ashley, the trio is here.
She's finally Ashley Coffin.
I've had a break. I've had quite the break.
Yeah, that's right. That's
it's been
right,
like 3 weeks.
Out for What If and couldn't make it last night for the storms. Me and you had rough storm days.
That was wild.
How you doing all right up there?
We lost power when I messaged you. I guess it was like, of course, it was like 7:45 or whatever. Oh, no, it was right before the show was about to start. And I was like, no way this is happening.
Yeah.
Because it stuck out the whole time. But we didn't get it back till about 3:30 this morning.
Dang.
Yeah, I feel like
it was everybody.
It was like 15 minutes before like it was time to drop.
Of course it was.
And you were like, oh, we just lost power. Oh, no. And I was like, oh, God, no. Yeah. Ashley. No,
I know, and for that, I loved the first episode.
Yeah, so Ashley's Corner. What's up? What'd you think of the first and second? Like you have the floor.
I love the feel of the show. I really like what they're doing. I love her. I liked her in Hawkeye, but I like her. I love people who always have an angry face. You're already my favorite person. Who always look a little intimidating. You're my favorite. Like when it looks like it hurts for you to smile. I love you. Even down to the music, the way they were shooting it, it was great. I thought it was good the way that the pacing of showing us stuff from Hawkeye. They didn't like shove it down your throat. They did a good job of catching people up who haven't seen it. And I think more flashbacks are going to come through the rest of the episodes with like more information, which is cool because you don't want to beat people over the head who have seen it. And you also want to have the correct amount of information for the people who are watching it for the first time. And I don't know. I think they did a really good job with that. Daredevil showed up and I lost my mind. And I'm like, if he doesn't show, like the first episode, I'm like, oh no, is he not going to come back for the rest of the time? But you know how I feel about the fight scenes. And that one was stellar. I loved how she was like incorporating her leg to kick his ass. I was loving it. I was on her side. And I love that Fisk was like, you know, no man's ever beat him. And she was like, I'm no man is what I wanted her to say. You know, like very Eowyn, very Lord of the Rings. Yeah. I am no man.
She's like, take her helmet off. She wasn't wearing a helmet before, but she takes one off.
No, I dug it. I really liked it. And I guess Netflix is canon now.
That's a huge takeaway, is that it's like, it's all part of it. It's connected.
Well, I mean, did they show anything from the Netflix series here? Or are we just talking about the fact that Daredevil showed up?
I guess that he showed up plus that last trailer when they were showing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like the trailer showed us that it was canon, nothing in the show. I thought you meant like something in the show was particularly canon about it.
I liked seeing what was kind of going on outside the blip. You know what made me think it was canon? Oh, I take it back. The police respecting Fisk the way that they were, because everybody would know who he was from from what happened in Daredevil and him like coming out and being like, I'm going to save the city. I'm going to be the Penguin or whatever they were doing. Maybe that is a little bit of a nod to like, oh, everybody knows who he is.
Yeah, that definitely seems like
that?
A nod
you like that reference?
To,
oh, that was good. When I was a hatchling.
That seems like a nod to that final season of Daredevil where he is like in complete control of every law enforcement agency and everything, you know? That was a really great season, and that definitely gave me that vibe. But that ended after that. It's a great. We talked about it a little bit, but that's like I can't think of another scene in the MCU that happens in the blip. You know what I mean? Like between Infinity War and Endgame.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So that was kind of neat to see.
Yeah, yeah. And we know who, like, all three of them obviously didn't get dusted, which is fun. That's probably how Fisk was able to get so much power.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure, yeah. Or at least get it back.
I really like what they're doing with coming in and out with the sound, like for her and like the two heartbeats.
I forgot to mention that last night.
That's really cool. Like when she snapped his neck, I was like, she felt that.
Yeah, and like the crunch, and then like it's now just one heartbeat.
It's
like
go time.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and then Sir the music got. Starts coming back
and they're
back
playing
in.
My jam over that. That Bones UK song is that one slaps. It's called Pretty Waste. If anybody hasn't listened to it, I was like, oh, they're playing my song.
I thought you meant all my life. All my life. Casey and JoJo.
Casey and JoJo.
Someone
like you.
I'm not familiar with it.
Well, that means that her uncle has played those songs so many times that she can feel them and knows what they are. Because she's like, you're still playing all the same songs.
Oh, that's a good point.
You've been playing the shit since we were kids.
Yeah. That's a really good point. I didn't even catch it. There's so many things that, like, the experience of a deaf person is so different that I can't even, like, think about it in that way. Like, I see that and I'm like, oh, right. She would only be able to feel it. And so she has, and I know that's a thing that they do. They have, like, concerts for the deaf that have, like, bass-driven music specifically.
Raised floors that are like they pick up vibration.
Yeah,
that's cool.
There's a lot of light incorporated into it, just to to go along with the music.
Yeah, and so she's been hearing that same bass line like basically for so long. That's really funny. It's a good point. I also I know that in the comics, Echo and Daredevil have some sort of relationship, and I don't know if he's coming back. I'm really curious whether he'll show up again. But like,
I don't know.
How are they going to communicate? Like, and I don't know, like, how you communicate, right?
Right.
And I'm not being silly. Like, I don't know how that's done. I'm like, obviously, you could do it through some sort of text-to-speech/speech-to-whatever. But, like, I guess Daredevil can see, but can he see refined enough to catch ASL? And then she can't hear him, and he can't see her speaking. I was thinking about that while they're fighting. I was like, if they could just talk about this, but they can't talk about
this. No, she could read his lips. She would be able to understand what's going on.
She could probably read his lips.
Like, she does talk a bit.
Yeah, she does.
She mouths the words as she's signing them.
He would be able to hear her just be like...
That's true. Because when she mouths them, she often, like, there's a little bit of speech coming out as she's mouthing them.
Because I love her attitude. She's great.
That's a good point. Yeah. She can read his lips. He can hear everything. So, like... He can catch what she's saying.
Well, in the comics, I dig it. I guess, not spoilers for the comics, and Jeff, tell me if I'm wrong. They're using a lot of the storyline with what happened with Matt Murdock and her with the Hawkeye, I guess, with him getting shot, because that's how that storyline ends is, she's dating, like, Matt Murdock, and Fisk's like, go kill Daredevil. So they fight, End of Batman Returns again, second reference, and she's like, he's like, I'm Daredevil, and she's like, oh my god, and he's like, Fisk is bad, blah, 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 and then she shoots Fisk point blank in the face, and he gets out of it. It very much how this just ended is how that storyline goes. And I love that, but I don't know if they're going to do it, and I love that she's, I guess we're going to go into, well, I'll wait till two.
We can talk about two as well. Go for it. So, I think we're talking about episode two. Spoiler alert for episode
spoiler
two.
Spoiler alerts. Her getting powers is not... So in the comics, she becomes the Phoenix, a version of the Phoenix. She's Thunderbird.
Ooh,
but besides that, she doesn't actually have powers. And she doesn't have the leg. The leg isn't... She's just deaf in the comics, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
The leg part was added specifically for a lot of the Cox.
I love it. It's adds so cool. So much... And I love that they're using her ancestors. Like, the fact that it's going to be all these different ancestors giving her all these different powers throughout the past and then putting it on her hand. I love that so much.
I was so confused when they started with, like, the Native American rugby game or lacrosse or whatever it was. Like, the game that they were playing in Alabama.
Yes, right. Second Alabama reference in the MCU. Or second time they visited Alabama. Do you remember the first?
The first one was in the... Future, was it Haven Hills was the place in Loki?
I don't know, but it was Roxxon, when they went to the Roxxon
store. Oh, that's cool.
That was also
that's where Sylvie was hanging out.
Where they caught Sylvie, or caught up with Sylvie, I should say.
Cool. Yeah. That's funny. Is there any big hill, like, things, like, that they, like, showed in that?
There's, like, I've never been, but there's, like, a place they call Moundville here, and I'm assuming that might be where they were.
That's so cool.
They may have been other But yeah, there's big like Native American mounds of like that are around Alabama.
I checked twice when I put on the first episode. I was like, what the hell is going on? I was like, what is this?
Oh yeah, what show am I watching?
When they emerged out of the water, it's like, hold on. Yeah. I thought this was Echo and she's
I clicked this it is twice. Very I was supernatural like, what did looking. I hit?
Yeah, speaking of Echo and her powers and all this stuff, we talked about it last time. I've got to say, I was so off last episode. We were talking about how this show... Have you watched What If, Ashley?
I did watch all of it, yeah.
You did watch it. Okay, so we talked a lot about how the beginning of the first episode was so similar to the Kahori episode of What If, and how, like, was that intentional connection?
That's
or was
what
it
I thought. And isn't the girl who's playing Bonnie, that's the voice of Kahori?
Yes.
The voice of Kahori.
Okay.
So we were like, what are they doing? Are they trying to connect this? But the thing is,
that's what I thought
it can't be, because Surtur didn't destroy the Tesseract in this universe.
Right.
So, like, unless the Tesseract, when it exploded, spread out into the multiverse, I guess that's a possibility. But we were talking about it, and I was like, maybe this, in this universe, instead of discovering that then, they discovered it then or whatever. And I was like, that doesn't even make sense, because it's a different universe. Anyway, just thought I'd
throw
that out there. I thought the same thing when it started, after I was like, no, it's on the right show. Huh. It was really good to see Clint, too.
Oh, yeah. I gotta throw that out. My niece has not watched anything. She's on like Avengers 1, and then she diverted to watch all of S.H.I.E.L.D., and then she never got back to the movies, and I keep being like, let's go watch the rest of the movies, come on, and she still hasn't.
Come on back.
So she hasn't watched any of that, and then she watched this, and she's seen like random movies, like she saw Shang-Chi, and she saw... Listen, I know it's all mixed up. It was before I had custody.
Yeah, you need to fix your household.
I know. It was before I had custody. Get your house in order. I can't be held responsible for these terrible abuse of this child that my mom was perpetrating by letting her watch the MCU out of order. But then she sat down to watch Echo with me, and then Hawkeye. She was so confused because she has no idea about the Ronin years Yelena. Or any of that stuff. And so like when she saw Ronin or him take off his helmet, she'd be like, Hawkeye? Like it was such a shock for her, which is great because we all knew that going into the Echo show. So like none of us were surprised by that, but it was great to see her have that experience.
I forgot. I should have rewatched Hawkeye because I forgot a lot that I should have.
My girlfriend was saying, I really want to rewatch Hawkeye.
Yeah, it was coming back as I was watching it. And then like Ken was there and he's like, no, someone was pretending to be Hawkeye. But then we were going back and forth about Ronan. He's like, no, I think Fisk had his dad killed accidentally. I was like, what did you say?
No.
So we both had, we filled it in.
I know they had a different Christmas special this year, but it would have been really good synergy if they had pushed like, hey, rewatch Hawkeye before Echo for Christmas. You know, we all joked about rewatching it for Christmas. We didn't this year, but like I didn't anyway.
I went to go look for a Legends. And you'd think they would have done one about Maya, but they didn't. It would have been very helpful.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Here's everything that you should have known about Maya.
Well, if you don't want to watch the show, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll catch up. They haven't been doing that lately, have they? Have they been doing Legends?
They stopped at the Watcher. But it was everything up till then.
Hmm. Well, that may be because this one is a Spotlight series.
Spotlight.
Since... You know, they're doing the whole, like, you don't have to watch everything else to be able to come and watch and enjoy this.
I guess that's true. Is that, like, what Werewolf by Night is?
Well, this is the first Spotlight branded thing.
Werewolf by Night is a Marvel Studios special presentation.
Okay. Yeah. And then they're like, we're going to call it Spotlight.
Yeah. They're calling, which I think is what I think it's going to be the new umbrella that they put adult-friendly, like, off the beaten path content like Defenders. You don't have to watch it to understand an Avengers movie, but it's stuff that we like. The Punishers, the Daredevils,
I'm cool with it.
The level that they go to in this one, especially like in that that sequence where you know, it was the flashback and the like Fisk thanks you for your loyalty and the guy just like caps him like under the jaw immediately, like blows the back of his skull against the wall.
We are just dancing at MA. I haven't seen anything yet that is maybe... I mean, like, not yet. Let's see something. But why is this MA?
The brutality of that gives me hope for Punisher coming to...
Oh, yeah.
the MCU, you know?
Well, I just saw a picture on Juliette Lewis's Twitter, and she was with Vincent D'Onofrio, Punisher, and Charlie Cox, and they were all together somewhere. Juliette Lewis, I'm like, what is this? Where are you?
What are you doing? Ma'am.
Miss.
Wait, who is Juliette Lewis? I don't know. This.
Actor? Natural Born Killers?
I did, but it's been a long, long, long time.
The other sister? You would, if you saw her, you would know her. Yeah, she's very famous in the 90s.
The sister, too. Okay, yeah. I know her face.
Cool. She's on that show that everybody watches. Yes, from I was like, I'm missing a big one. And then she's on that show where they're all like cannibals or something, like that plane crashed with all those hot chicks and they're like eating each other.
Yellow
I don't know
jackets.
What it's called. Yellow Jackets.
Yeah. Okay.
Where all the hot chicks were eating each other is such a great one.
I know that the description was not wrong because he knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you get the point across, right?
That's all it takes. That's what communication is. Okay, so really let's dig down on episode two. What are you guys thinking? Maya took a pretty bold swing attacking their armory.
It was so cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
I love when she's in the back of the truck and he's like, it better be worth it, whatever you stole. And she's like, I didn't steal anything.
Oh, yeah.
My hands biscuits. Are clean. What are you talking about?
Biscuits.
Oh, my God. I love that character. So I love Biscuits he's so cute. Much.
I want to know why he's called Biscuits, though. There's got to be a reason. Yeah.
Maybe.
It's a does there? Interesting nickname. It seems it's specific.
It's specific. Yeah, it's funny. I thought my favorite Biscuits moments were when his grandmother called him. He's like, Grandma, I'm on a mission.
I'm on a mission. Sorry, then, Grandma.
But by far, my favorite moment was when his grandma saw him and he drove by slowly and like tried to not make eye contact with her or whatever. That was so good.
And then just like good. Zoomed off.
They did the Umbrella Academy thing where they just drove by and stared at each other.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Did you guys catch what the shopkeeper said when he was doing the Native American chant?
Buy the damn thing. Buy the damn thing.
They brought up Madripoor.
So yeah, they did.
So yeah, they we got connection to that.
Import, export fake goods to anthropology.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a place where I'm sure they have sweatshops, basically, is what they're saying.
Yeah, all that stuff comes from Madripoor anyway.
I laughed at that scene. I was like, this is funny. I was like, oh, they're talking about me. Definitely talking about me. Shit.
Oh, God. I was so offended on their behalf. Cause, like, know. Having driven through the, you know, the whole of the country and, like, going through the Navajo area, it's so different from the native area in Oklahoma. And they're like, do you have any of those Navajo rugs? I'm like, bitch, does he look Navajo? Like,
our house is this Navajo area? Southwestern? I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I've never been to Oklahoma. Is it cool? Have you guys been to Oklahoma? Ken has.
I've been through Oklahoma. I don't know that I've ever really actually stopped.
No. He said it's like, very flat.
I slipped.
I played a show there one time in Oklahoma City, and I think that's it. And it was like one night. Saw like a boardwalk or something and then moved on.
I want to go to all the states.
There's a lot of Garth Brooks love there.
Oh, he's a good guy.
That's where he's from. Yeah. There's funny. A lot of stuff that's named after him, though. Like,
weird.
Garth Brooks Drive, Garth Brooks Boulevard. Like, it's there's a bunch. Yeah. At least there were a lot of signs for it. Could have all been the same thing, just all pointed at it. I don't know. There's a restaurant that's just south of Oklahoma City that I want to go to, though, that has a challenge that I saw on like some YouTube channel that's like a chicken fried steak challenge is like a massive amount of food and it's like the best Southern food. I'm like, I want to go.
We are too old. You might not be. You only have a couple more years of doing that.
Yeah, I need to go
you
now,
die.
Right?
Yeah, like I can't. I looked at these.
I'm gonna die eating. Not,
I've looked at these
list.
Challenges and I was like, I would love to do that, but I wouldn't be able to. I can't even eat. I would try to eat. I don't know. Oh, my stomach hates me. Maybe oysters. I could maybe do oysters.
We have a burger joint that does like a one of those if you eat it you get to have it for free things, and it's like, you know, it's
talking
not,
about mugshots.
Yeah, mugshots. And it's not. It doesn't seem that bad. And I was like, I could it's do really that. Not. It's not that bad. And they give you 45 minutes or something. And it's like I could do that.
Do you watch that show? That guy who used to do it all the time. I would watch him just like by the end of it, just sweating. What was his name? And oh God. Andrew something.
Talk about the man versus food
yes,
guy.
Him. Yeah.
Yeah.
He had to quit.
You gotta quit doing that at some point.
The channel that I watch is Beard Meets Food. It's this English guy with a giant beard, and like he works out like constantly, but his process for it is like, you know, after he does a challenge and eats way too much food for any normal person, he like stops eating for like a day and a half at least.
Right.
There's like a thing to it.
Yeah.
The thing that messed me up though, I tried that burger thing. I tried it.
Yeah.
And then I got down and I was eating it. And I was like eating a layer at a time because it just seemed like the easiest way to eat this really tall burger.
Did they make you eat the fries and everything too?
Yeah. You got like a burger that's like a 3-patty burger or something and the fries and a drink or whatever.
And you have to finish the whole thing?
Yeah.
They make you finish the fries too?
Oh yeah, for sure. And so I was trying to do it and I was doing well. I had plenty of time left. And then I got to the bottom layer and I kid you not, they had put like an entire onion on the bottom layer. It was just like,
not fair.
They had like chopped an entire effing onion and put, it was like so much onion. I was like, I could eat a whole this burger. I cannot eat that much onion. And like, it was just terrible. I tried.
That's not fair at all.
It was totally unfair. I didn't dig it. I don't know if it's like that every time, but it was not fun for me.
They did that just to spite you.
Yeah.
So Echo though, right?
Yeah. Echo.
The train scene. I wanted there to be more like fighting the guards on the train. I don't know why. Like when she leapt over that guy, right. I was expecting her to just like drop down on him and just like push his ass off the side.
I started doing physics. I'm like, how does she? Okay, it's fine.
Oh man. Yeah. The way she uses her body and like the way she's using the one fully functional leg and like the way she even uses her like prosthetic leg to be just, she's differently, she really is like, just, they always talk about like differently abled, you know, and like she uses her body in the way that she can. And like, it's just so cool and does so many cool things with it. But the thing, so her talking about her fighting the things, I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, surely she's going to fight that guy, but that would have ruined the whole plan, right? Like the plan was to get in and out and blow up their depot without them ever knowing she was there.
And I like that she's still kind of messy, though, because, like, she didn't, obviously, what happened to the prosthetic got crushed. Like, if it's going to happen, no, one of the legs, Jesus. Train stuff is the worst. Like, it freaks me out.
It's terrifying. They're so heavy.
You have that moment where you're like, oh, man, it's the prosthetic. But then you see the next episode where she has to go try to get her prosthetic fixed and can't and has this, like, kind of jalopy of a prosthetic leg. And she's, you can see how uncomfortable she is as she's trying to use it. And I was just really...
He was so proud. He patted himself.
He was proud, but also like, man, that's like a piece of her, a part of her like that she uses to accomplish her daily tasks. And it's so hard to see something like that.
She did jump off that roof pretty stealthily, though. She was like, bam. Superhero landing when her uncle came.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, I didn't know the thing could handle that. I guess that's the spring that he took out of the car jack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He did a good job really quick. He did it.
So funny.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved that scene. I was like, oh, he's just tearing down everything. He's just like, nah, there's parts everywhere that could be used for this.
Also, I can't wait to see what his final version looks like because I have a feeling it's going to be awesome because he has more time. If he could do that in 10 minutes, surely the final version is going to be awesome. But also, I have a feeling it's going to be like special, like to her.
She needs vibranium.
Yeah, totally.
Oh my God.
Oh, that would be great.
I kept expecting her. I don't know why. Probably just because I'm like, this is a superhero thing. I kept expecting her to like put all of her weight onto the new leg and like use it to like pogo up back onto the roof or something. And like, I don't know why I was expecting that. Cause it's like the dumbest thing that I could have thought of, but I was like, do it. Jump up there.
Oh, I think her shooting those things. And then I guess that's the next ancestor we're going to see. The one with the gun.
Oh,
with the sharpshooting Sally. The sharpshooter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of, she's shooting the things because she's upset because they're talking about Bonnie and like her relationship with Bonnie. And Bonnie's upset because she hasn't texted her and she's in town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is it that you think is holding Maya back from talking to Bonnie? I get why the Bonnie's hurt, but I don't know why Maya's holding back.
She has this whole stigma, like, I don't care, like, I don't have any family. I don't talk to anybody. And I think that she thinks that's what's going to protect them. But I think she made a huge mistake doing what she did because they do know exactly who it is. They're going to bring it right back to the uncle and they're going to come after her loved ones. And that's why at the end, when he's like, the people who, you know, you love or care about, she's like, and who's that exactly? She's like, my father's dead, my mother's dead, and we were taken away.
Yeah.
But she's being a little naive about all that, I think.
I think she's being super naive.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really scared. I think it's her uncle, right? Who's coming from,
yeah.
who works for Fisk. And then, like, I'm really scared for Biscuits. I'm really scared for Bonnie.
Me too.
But, like, most of all, I think it's going to be the grandmother. Like, I have a feeling she's going to lose, because I think it would, like, affect not just, I mean, any of those deaths would hurt the whole community, but, like, I just think that's, like, the thing. I don't know. I feel like we're going to lose one of those characters.
Yeah.
I feel like for sure we're going to lose, or at least one of them is going to get very, very hurt.
I just saw that grandmother in this. She was in the Scorsese, the Killers of the Flower Moon.
Oh, yeah.
Playing a grandmother.
Mm.
She's kind of typecast now. She looks a bit like a grandmother.
The grandfather and Choctaw the First, they're both from Twilight. I was like, I see you guys.
I do remember the grandfather being in other stuff, especially.
He's in a lot more than Twilight. That is not fair.
He's in tons.
Yeah, that wasn't fair for me to say.
Yeah.
But Leah, she was from Twilight. I don't know her name. Choctaw the First. She's beautiful.
Choctaw
I remember her because she has these jaws. Everybody's so beautiful in this.
Chaffa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, we talk about a lot over the years, like, what makes you care about a character, what makes you root for them. And right now, like, I'm rooting for her because she's a badass.
Right.
But she's, like, on the hero to villain spectrum, she is nowhere near hero. You know what I mean? We talked about it last night.
She just killed a lot of people.
She just killed a lot of people, but that's like a Punisher
move.
They're
all bad guys, yeah.
But the thing is, she's not even doing it for the right reasons. She's not doing it to take down Fisk's empire. She's doing it to become Fisk. You know, she wants to be the queen, which I think is fun and awesome and cool to watch because I like her, but like, this is a Marvel show.
I know.
This is like, with great power comes great responsibility. Like, what is she doing with her power once she gets it?
She's got to learn.
She's got to learn.
She's got to learn.
If
I agree.
All of this leads up to our street level heroes like her, Daredevil, Spider-Man, I will be happier than anybody's ever been. And I feel like that's what we're doing. And I really hope so. But yeah, she's got some steps to take.
If they pull off a spotlight, like if they pull off a Defenders-like event, but they get Spider-Man, especially with the Venom symbiote or something, oh man, if they go full on like Daredevil, Punisher, Venom, Spider-Man, Echo, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones,
bring my Jessica back.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be so good. So, and Moon Knight. Moon Knight.
She can be the new Iron Fist, as far as I'm concerned. Maya. You know I love Danny, though, but still, you know what I mean. Maybe written differently, everybody will love Danny. Because I like Danny Rand in the comics. I love Danny Rand. Mm-hmm. I gave him a lot of allowances during that show.
But right now, she just seems very selfish, and I am sure there's going to be lots of fallout for her like family and friends.
Yeah.
And I'm really worried about it.
I kind of like that, though. I mean, it wasn't just that, like, I had a conversation with Daredevil. Or, like, I had a conversation with Hawkeye. Like, I encountered these people one time, and I am now on the side of good, force for good, hero, me! Like, she's having to learn and, like, be brought back. And I honestly think that she's avoiding Bonnie because Bonnie is a good person and is going to tell her and, like, convince her not to go through with this plan and not to become the new Fisk.
Yeah.
I think that Bonnie is going to be the one that's just going to like bring her back. And she's like, no, I don't want that.
Well, it's set up very well because her father told her, you're going to live a different life than I lived. And then Fisk kills her father. Mm-hmm. We talked about it last night. What if Fisk killed her mother too? But that's a whole other issue because somebody cut the brake lines.
Oh.
Like what if she finds out
he was responsible for that too?
Yeah. So Fisk killed her father. Then that was her like guiding force in her life, pushing her toward not being a gangster. And then Fisk brought her into that life and like manipulated her into being a gangster. And now she has written off all the good people in her life, her grandmother and her friend Bonnie. And I think you're very much onto something. I think she's staying away from people that she feels like would be able to bring her back around and make her not just like seek the power. This is what she wants to do. She's like, this isn't chaos. This is power.
Mm-hmm. And like, and he's like, you sound like Fisk. And I'm like, yeah, I do sound like Uncle Fisk. Because guess what? He was great until he wasn't. I would be so swayed by him immediately. He was even thoughtful enough to bring an interpreter in. But just the like him being proud of her after losing a father, like just of the father figure being like, you know, you're doing everything great. I love what you're doing. I'm so proud of you.
It's interesting you say he brought an interpreter and that feels like being thoughtful. I actually thought a little differently of that. And this could be just because the actor doesn't know ASL and didn't have, like, you know, wasn't able to learn it or whatever. But like all of her family knows ASL, even the ones who haven't seen her in 20 years have still maintained enough sign language to be able to communicate with Maya. And like Fisk was her uncle for 20 years and never learned it. Mm-hmm. And it sort of, to me, sets up sort of this like one-way relationship. He does a few in moments of many.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, that's what they said to Maya. She's busy.
But like he does it in, I think, Hawkeye in a few like key manipulative moments.
Right.
Like where he wants to use certain words, but we're family. Like he knows the word for family and that's it. And when I was a boy, he can say that in ASL.
Of course. I really liked how they signed. Like Fisk is really cool signed. I like, because he like, they put their hands up. I loved how they did that. It was cool.
A lot of name signs are around the face. Just, you know, that's where a lot of, I would say, I think it's like 50% of the language is spoken through like face, not just hands, but also facial expression and body language.
Interesting.
Like it's a lot of it. Something that my girlfriend pointed out, just for context, my girlfriend is currently in the deaf studies program at CSUN. She was in the interpreting program before, but switched over. She pointed out that you can tell the difference, like if you are, you know, in the sign language or in the deaf community and like very heavily involved in sign language, you can tell the difference between some of the characters who like are native signers or, you know, learn sign for the part or are learning sign language or like haven't, you know, like the character hasn't spoken sign language or used sign language in 20 years and they're like kind of rusty getting back into it. And like there was one thing that she pointed out when Biscuits was like, you almost died. And then like, he was like, oh yeah. And then like signed it. Like, you know, you almost died. And she was like, I love that. I love that he did the correction because that's so natural and normal. And like, that's real life. Like, you know, there, you get excited and you just blurt the words out and then you're like, oh, she can't understand me. Mm-hmm. I need to use her language that I do know. So, you know, he corrected himself and said it in the correct language. And she pointed out that was really great because it happens all the time.
That's cool.
That is cool. That's cool.
Yeah. And some, like when she mentioned that, I thought back when she mentioned the, you know, you can tell the difference between the signers. Like I remember saying in my head, you know, when I saw him the first time, the uncle was really smooth about his signing. Like it looked like he was frequently, you know, interacting with deaf community, but the mom, her mother, like Maya's mother, like that is a deaf person. That is a deaf person who like sign is her language. She was so smooth on her signs. It was gorgeous. Watch it. Like she was writing in cursive in the air. Basically.
Cool.
It is interesting. I wish I would love to learn more of it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think it's so cool.
It is really cool. I think it'd be really rad to know. Like, but I'm very bad at learning new things.
Same. I think of like piano. I could never play piano because I can't do two different things at once. I've never mastered. Like, I can pat my head and rub my stomach, but that is as far as it goes. You know? You could do it.
Is that what we're doing on stream now?
I mean, it's going to look like my...
All right. I could do it. Now switch.
Switch.
Move your head and pat your stomach. So it says, they say that this Choctaw Chaffa, or they come back, come and help their ancestors, like, or not their ancestors, their
family.
Descendants.
They said, yeah,
to watch out for family in times of need. And it makes me think that's what's going on, especially when her hands glowed and she had pushed the train. I don't know. It's interesting because I think that's what's happening, but also like, this is Echo's fault. right? Like, so far, yeah, it's like, you're going to be here to help your family at a time of need that you caused. So I don't know. I need her to start like making decisions. I'm on board with the show for sure, but like to be on board with her character and want her to win, you know.
Yeah.
I need her to like start showing us some sign that she has a sense of morality to her, and I think that'll come from Bonnie particularly.
Yeah. Well, it's fun to follow the story of more or less a villain for a little while, and I'm sure we'll have that turn. And I kind of hope she maybe stays the Punisher line, like don't mm-hmm. turn all the way. Still be a little bit of a badass, bitch.
I am absolutely yeah. happy with her staying in the realm of, like, Wolverine.
Yeah, well, yeah. they were great buds in the absolutely. Comics. yeah. He mm-hmm. took her to Japan, taught her all this stuff. Nice. Her story is crazy. I know they've done more new stuff and they're covering it. I know Source Pages did, like, the Phoenix Force storyline for her. But I feel like that was more recent. And then there was one, like, 2021. But the Daredevil stuff was, like, 1999. 2000s and I mean there's all that time in between, and they just kept changing her story, and it's just really cool how they can evolve them, and it gets crazy. Like Phoenix is like whoa yeah. we went from here big, we really took it up to there.
Big power level jump.
We took it to like cosmic entity.
I mean the hand tries to resurrect her when Elektra's in charge. Like there's a lot that goes on with Echo, so like if you're into the comics follow her story. It's crazy. There's Skrulls. Elektra Skrulls.
What? All right. Well, I think we're going to go watch the next episode.
I'm ready.
So yeah, let's go watch 3.
Real quick. Let's see what people are saying on the chat. I promised we would run through the chat real quick. Over on Twitch, we have the Kinnanator says, my takeaway from these first episodes is that I will never get sick of watching Maya be crafty and kick ass.
Me neither.
Waterfall Angel says, the Netflix shows are listed on Disney Plus under Marvel Cinematic Universe in timeline order. Oh, nice.
Oh, that's great. Cool. That's great pretty to cool. hear.
It's great to hear.
Yeah, that kind of lends that credence to it's all
canon, you know, yeah.
It's all canon.
I think they were not totally sure what they could do, or there was some legal stuff, yeah. There was some decisions.
They mentioned it pretty specifically, though, the battle in New York and Captain America. And
Oh, for sure.
So I love that, yeah.
I mean, at the time of Defenders, like it was definitely like canon that all the events of the MCU had happened. We just didn't know if it was ever going to loop back into the main story. And right. It seems like they are, with Spotlight, going to do that, which I'm pumped for.
Yeah.
Waterfall Angel also says, I'm distracted by Vicky, this skate shop assistant person, because he played Nathaniel Malik in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. variant, LOL.
I knew him from somewhere.
The guy who was being a jerk at the skate rink?
Yeah.
Yeah. He played Nathaniel Malik, who is like, do you remember Gideon Malik was a bad guy on the Security Council played by Powers Booth
like in, the world in Avengers. Council.
He's like the guy with the, you can't see his face.
Oh,
yeah. Shoot the guy's missile.
Like, we're going to nuke
listen
the
us.
City. Yeah.
He nukes the city. In Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they go back in time, and one part of his origin story is his brother died when they were teenagers, and they save his brother Nathaniel, and then his brother Nathaniel ends up being, like, a villain who, like, changes the timeline drastically for an entire season. He, like, travels through time, like, messing up the timeline and, like, making it more Hydra, basically. And they try to launch Project Insight in, like, the 80s, like, completely changes the course of everything. It's a really
fun
show.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Really fun show. I love that show. Been watching it with my mom.
I knew I recognized him from somewhere. I was like, who the hell is this guy? His voice is familiar. His face is... like, he's got one of them. He's got one of those faces.
Yeah. Waterfall Angel also says this episode made me really think that it being dropped all at once was really smart. It has a certain flow that I think lends itself to binging. I think that's true. I also think if all they had dropped was that first episode, like a week, and if for a week, I would have been like annoyed because it was 29 minutes of sort of like before we got to new events. And I was just like sitting there like, is this going to be all recap? I know they had a couple new scenes, which were awesome.
Yeah, her origin story. That was rough. Yeah.
The 29 minutes. I mean, like, it was 29 minutes of recap with like maybe 10 minutes of completely new stuff in that recap, but like it was so cool. One thing we didn't mention last night and didn't mention today yet either is she held her own against Daredevil. Like,
yeah.
Which is something Fisk said. Like,
I brought that up. I made the Lord of the Rings joke.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I know we talked about how good the battle was. Yeah. No, the fact that like all of his men can't handle her. Yeah. Can't handle Daredevil, but
all of
she
my
can.
Men. And she's like, well, I am no man if we want to do it again.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You didn't make that joke. Sorry.
It's okay.
But yeah, no, I thought that was great. I thought that was really cool that she's that powerful of a fighter.
Daredevil, I also don't see him kicking the shit out of a girl. I mean, he punched her a couple times, but it's Matt.
I don't know.
He got her good.
He did.
Times.
Well, she was coming after him good, but then he left.
Well, if you watch that first scene again,
he threw her out of the room.
The first shot that he throws, she dodges. Like, he almost knocks her head off with that freaking, like, whatever,
the baton.
He probably saw how she was fighting. You're right.
Yeah. Like, it came straight for her head. She dodges it, and then it hits the guy next to her. Like, she barely
missed.
Matt
Murdock's not killing any girls.
He's just going to knock her out real
quick. And then he just left. I was like, well, what was the point?
Yeah.
That's what Matt was asking last night. Yeah. Why? He had her on the ground. Like, why'd he leave?
Matt Murdock's not going to kill any girls.
Matt Murdock's not going to kill anybody.
Yeah, and he didn't see another way out of the battle, except for just leaving or fighting to the death. And he's like, well, I'm going to take off.
I'm just going to go. They did my work anyway.
Yeah, like, everything's done here. I got nothing else to do. I'm just stuck in this fight. I guess I'll just leave.
Yeah. Or there was some other, like, he was watching that safe house for some reason, you know? Like, maybe there was something else he had to get to. He was watching for something to show up, or he was watching for something, like some victim that he needed to save, and then they interrupted it, you know?
That security guard who grabbed her ass probably needed saving.
I loved that.
She stomped his face in.
Yes.
It was so
Several
good.
Times.
And, before like they even got started, she was like, oh, you again?
You again. Let's do it. That was the only time I've seen her smile.
Yeah, she proceeded to just destroy him.
I will say one thing about the show that I've noticed that I don't love is there's been a few weird edits where like she seems to change like facial expressions drastically between shots. Like she'll be like, I'm serious Maya, and then she'll be like, I'm smirky Maya. Like she does like this weird, and she does that. But then there's other times where it seems like she's doing one, and then like the next shot she'll be doing a totally different one, and it kind of feels like an editing issue or something. Like there's one on the train where she's like looking one way, and it's like, I'm focused, serious Maya, and then she looks back and she's like, I'm cute and smirky. Like it's like really, it was like a little distracting. And she does it another time at the like farmhouse or whatever. So yeah, I don't know. There have been a few little issues like that, like continuity error type stuff almost. But it is possible, like, as the camera changed, she changed expressions, but it's like, what made me notice it? I wouldn't normally even notice like a small continuity error like that, but like that kind of continuity error. I notice other kinds, that kind of continuity error doesn't normally bother me, like a door being left open or a person's face being the wrong angle or whatever. But like the reason I noticed it is because it seemed like a emotional change for no reason, which I was like, she was smiling and then she's frowning. And then she's it's not a lot, but it happened a few times.
I remember the one on the train made me feel like she was looking back like, holy crap, that's really intense. I just did a crazy thing.
Yeah.
And then like as she turned, she's like, I got this. I think I'm okay.
I like both versions. It just felt a little like jumping around emotionally, or like I would have liked to see the change of emotion. You know what I mean? Like if you're going to show me her changing emotions, I want to see it on screen. Her go like from serious to like, I got this, you know, like. Being between at shot angles made it feel like it was an editing issue. Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Let's go watch episode three.
Yeah, let's go watch three.
We're going to be posting. So this episode is dropping, like, if you're listening to this on the podcast, late, like Thursday night, and the other one's going to drop on Friday morning. It's going to drop almost immediately after this one. Because of some ads that we have to put out on Friday. So we'll have the last two episodes up by Tuesday, I believe. So stick around in the feed for the last couple episodes. If you want immediate access to all of them, they're going to be on patreon.com/MCUcast. Join the Patreon, get this stuff early and ad free. And we'll be back soon. Peace.
Until next time, true believers.
Bye. Well, see you soon. Real soon.
See you in like an hour.
Hey, you just listened to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast from Stranded Panda. I really hope you liked it. Let me just say a big thank you to all of our supporters on patreon.com/MCUcast. You are the lifeblood of our little operation here, and a huge, huge thank you to our insanely generous Illuminati tier patrons, Walter Kreisky III, Lieutenant Bongo, and Jazz Viz. You guys are amazing. If you'd like to see our beautiful faces, you can catch a video version of many of our episodes at youtube.com/strandedpanda. Love you 3000, my friends.